they shot him or knocked him in the head, and then they stuck and let him bleed,
mm-hmm.
and rolled him around the bed of the well, and they had a pot of hot water and put it in the barrel and dug him up and down like that, and then scraped all that hair off him.
Mm-hmm.
Then hung him up and took the entrails out.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off the feet, the head, and quartered it up in hams and shoulders and middlings.
What's middlings?
Well, you know what this thin bacon is? Do you ever eat it? Well, that's the middling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part between this ham and the shoulder. You see, right in the side of the hog. That's the middling.
Say,
they call it the side now.
Uh-huh. Would you say a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Well, we call it the middling. Now they call it the side.
Uh-huh.
So it's all the same hog.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same piece.
Nowadays, you know, the stuff that's already sliced.
Yeah, that's breakfast bacon, they call
uh-huh.
it.
So when you talk
it's
about...
It's out of the side, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Just slice it thin.
When you talk about bacon, you mean the whole piece of meat?
Yeah, the whole piece, and then, yeah, that's the whole side. That's mm-hmm. the middling. Well, then you slice it, and it's bacon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
I see. And that outside part of the bacon that you cut off...
That's the skin. The rind, some call it rind, some call it the skin
uh-huh.
of the hog.
And you mentioned white bacon. Is there anything else like that that you'd use to cook with?
Well, nowadays you can get what you call hot bones. You know, little bones that's smoked that you can boil. I imagine you've seen them.
Uh-huh.
And then they got something they call fat back. It's just as fat as pure grease.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several kinds of meat.
And you mentioned what would you call this? Just the inside parts of the pig or the calf that you'd eat?
Well, you eat the liver
mm-hmm.
in the inside of a hog and the chitlins if you want it.
Mm-hmm. What are the chitlins made out of?
Well, that's the entrails. You wash that food out. See, mm-hmm. there's food in there, and you wash it out, and you scrape them, and they'll be just as thin. That's what you put your sausage in.
Mm-hmm.
If you we did then, now you can buy the case. They call it casings.
Mm-hmm.
Cases. But I've scraped them in, you went, oh Lord, you sat there and scraped them things till they're just as thin as, well, just as thin as thin paper. And then we'd put them on a machine, up on a stuffer, and grind that thing and let that meat. You grind it first, then you take that knife and all off and put on your long stuffer about that long, and you run that entrail up on it, and then you grind it and it shoots it into that entrail. The casing, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to wash that food out of it, because you didn't buy them then, you homemade them.
Mm-hmm.
You stuffed that meat back in what you took out of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
In the liver, they called it the haslet. The liver, with the liver and the lights and the heart. And the brains, they come out of the head.
The liver and light and hearts would be called the haslet?
Mm-hmm. It all was on one piece.
Mm-hmm. Would that be on a pig or a calf?
It's on all of it.
Chicken too?
Yeah. Ain't you never seen the liver and the gizzard of a chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a hog, it's called a maw. It's bigger than the gizzard of it. You know, quite big.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the maw. And you can cook it and eat it if you want to. Skin
mm-hmm.
it, clean it all out good. It holds the food when the pig first swallows it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on through the little entrail into the big entrail and then out.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's through with it. And then you can take them little entrails and wash them, and they call them cooking chitlins. They were
mm-hmm.
good.
You just wash the little entrails?
Well, you can wash the big ones too if you like them.
Mm-hmm.
I've washed both of them, onion all day long. Until they got on.
Yeah.
Got through killing, got through butchering. That was my job, to wash the entrails.
Uh-huh.
The rest of them, you know, I don't know if you've seen anybody, but you take the fat off of them. They're all, you know, together.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the hog, and then you take them apart and take that fat off, and that's where they cooked out the lard. We didn't ever have this kind of bulk lard we got.
Mm-hmm.
We cooked it out in the wash pot and put it in a can. We had it all the year.
Mm-hmm.
Go there and get it out and fry stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.